Hey there, my fellow Okies and true crime enthusiasts all over the world. Cece here, and I'm just in such a desperate position right now after going on a trip this weekend and walking through the downtown streets of Denver with my wallet unbeknownst to me, unzipped, and absolutely every single thing in there except for my driver's license, which was in the plastic part, fell out. No one told me. No one thought I should know. Therefore, for the next 2.5 days, I was unable to get any food as a type 1 diabetic on a pump. I was unable to get... I couldn't pay for anything. It was ridiculous. One night I did have to sleep in my rental car because the hotel wouldn't let me in, get my room with out of physical credit card. Almost had to do it a second night. But that's the one person that tried to work with me. And then, out of desperation, called my ex-husband, who lives in Denver, and asked him to come help me. And he had me walking all around downtown Denver. He said he was going to get me some food because I was hungry. My blood sugar was getting low. And this man proceeds to walk me all around Denver for over an hour until my blood sugar was so low I had to sit down and refuse to walk anymore. I was like, I can't go any further without food. And he also was screaming and yelling at me the whole time because I'm a diabetic, because I was born with diabetes. Like, and, you know, I guess that was my fault for contacting such a fucking loser, but I was desperate. And then I asked him to please go down and put any change that he had in the meter where my rental car was parked, because the last thing I wanted was that to get towed and have to deal with that in addition to everything else. Well, he snatches the key fob and I never saw him again. Never saw him again. He stole my rental car. I somehow made it home through hell, pure hell, missed flights, begging, pleading to get to the airport. And the one thing I kept saying to myself is, you have like 2 or 3 almost full weed cartridges since I have my medical marijuana card there. You know, it was 420. You didn't get to smoke any weed all weekend because your piece of shit ex-husband couldn't come up with $14 to buy you a new battery. But it's almost there. I'm almost there. I'm almost there. Just to come home and have every single one in my entire house is gone because I needed someone to babysit my dog. So that person came in my house, took my dog, took all of my medical marijuana. This person also stole my watch, jewelry, my food, anything and everything I've ever had of value in my house because I have to get up and go to work. This person has stolen. Yeah. I obviously pick shitty people to be around and will learn my lesson now. I'm just going to be alone. You know, I'm trying not to just be alone for the rest of my life, although I might. It's better than this shit. But until I get a new debit card in the mail, which is going to take 7 to 10 days, I cannot eat. I cannot put gas in my car. I cannot get my medicine, like my insulin and things that I need, you know. For what? So I'm just begging you people out in the world, if anyone hears this and you pity soft-hearted, you know, person like me, go to the podcast Venmo, which is at, I don't even know what it is. I'm just like, at Crime State Pod. And anything that you can do to help me get through this next week, you have no idea what it would mean to me. It means, like, at this point, if I'm being 100%, which I am, it literally means almost like life and death to me, because I am so beaten down, so discouraged, so just beyond my limits that I don't even want to wake up tomorrow. I just want to go to sleep and never wake up. Like, I don't know how much more I can fucking take. You know, I don't know how many more days I can be, you know, just totally shit on by people I have done nothing but help, done nothing but provide for them, done nothing but give, done nothing but sacrifice so that they can do whatever the fuck they want in life, okay? I got, you know, never done anything mean or hateful to my ex-husband or the douchebag I dated after him, but I seem to be treated like I'm a monster. And I just don't understand how people can, I could never in a million years, no matter what, do the shit to people, anyone. My biggest enemy, my favorite person, I just don't have the ability to do that to other humans. You know, I couldn't live with myself. I wouldn't be able to sleep. I couldn't, you know, I can't do it because I'm a fucking decent human being. And that quality in me has done nothing but come back to bite me in the ass by predators. So, at Crime State Pod on Venmo would be great. Or if you're in Oklahoma, like, bring me a weed cart. I live in Edmond, right off Broadway. Come and find me, baby. And I'm hungry. I would love to eat something other than, you know, the bullshit crackers and whatever else they had in the lobby of my hotel. I just keep thinking to myself, is this fucking real life? Is this my real life? Is this really happening? You know, slap my face a little bit, but I know I'm not dreaming. I know this is real life, and I don't know how much more I can take. I need some encouragement. I need some help. I need some one person on this planet Earth. There's so many fucking people in the world. I need one person to act like they give a fuck about me. You know, to act like, I need one person to even pretend that I matter, like, right now. And if you could be that person, you have no idea what it would mean.